and they know that. Logo on my flow mat. Courtside Chamberlain throwback, match my Rolex. Everywhere I go, flex. Valet park on some low shit. Whole lot of smoke in that Rari, that thing poke. Burning rubber. Wearing cameras, they was undercovers. Under pressure, made statements, turned on their brothers. Never judge you, but the streets will never love you. I wonder what it comes to in your brain for you to run to. Ones to hate us, handcuffers and maces. Call us dumb niggas, cause our culture is contagious. Third generation South Central gangbangers that live long enough to see it change. Think it's time we make arrangements. Finally wiggle out they maces. Find me out in different places. In the spook by the door, this the infiltration. Double back dressed in blue laces.
Bacon tea, y'all. Shit crazy, man.
They killed Dr. Sebi, he was teaching health. I fuck with Rick Ross, cause he teaching wealth. Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own, I don't need your help. All black, Tom Ford, it's a special evening. City council meeting, they got hustle speaking. $1 billion project about to crack the cement. So one of our investments has become strategic. Summer 18, man, such a season. About to make my partners look like fucking geniuses. We was in the Regal, it was me and Steven. We done took a dream and turned it to a scene. Anything I wanted, everything I needed. Gotta pace yourself, it's all about your baby. You can have it all, it's all about your reason. I done took my name and carved it in the cement.
You just gonna vibe, man.
I flash back on that shootout at the beach, 20 deep. You tried to squeeze your gun jammed and they released. Blood on your teeth, how many stains? I see three. The bitch started to panic, so I made her switch seats. Driving there, police chopper here, flying there. Really not too spooked, calmly ask me, am I dying now? All I know is keep you calm and collected. Cracking jokes like, nigga, now you gonna be finally respected. See your blood leaking, got my foot on this gas. Toss the 40, we pull up to Daniel Free and see crash. You know the alibi. They start shooting, we was standing by. Ain't see nothing but the flare from the talus fly. I wasn't there, I was passing by. Matter of fact, don't say shit, I'm just gonna drop you in the back and slide. That's your weed, all the cash is mine. I take them both to the spot, plus your phone till you back online.
Yo, 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 yeah.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? What's going on, man? This is Bacon Tea, episode 8, man. And we are back with you. What's going on with everybody, man? Thank you guys for checking us out. Keep checking us out. Keep checking us out.
Yes, please.
You know what I'm saying? Bev, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
We had a guest with the last episode, so we decided to come back, hit you guys up with, you know, another episode. Unfortunately, you know, we had to kick this episode off on a sadder note. Yesterday, we lost a legend, or a legend in his right, better. Yesterday, L.A. rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in front of his store, Marathon, out in L.A.
Sad.
Real sad shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to send my condolences to Nipsey's family, his wife, Laura London, his children, his family, you know what I'm saying, everybody that was connected to him in the music game. He was definitely, you know, a force in the industry. You know, they were saying, not they were saying, he released his studio project, Victory Lap, last year, and it was nominated for Album of the Year in a lot of circles and a lot of debates within the culture. It was considered to be the Album of the Year. You know, just a definite good vibe to, you know, a definite good look for LA and everything like that. Bev, you got something to say?
He definitely was a good dude. He did a lot for his community. Even when he first started out, he talked about, you know, being financially independent, doing a lot of things on your own,
right,
just trying to help his community. You know, he haven't had the greatest path, but as soon as I felt like he was put on, you know, he went back. And not a lot of people can say that. And he just touched a lot of people's lives. And it's a sad situation that he, you know, somebody would kill him like that. And so it's just, you know, I didn't know too much about his music or whatever like that. I mean, I know of him or whatever, but I definitely want to pay my respects, and I'm definitely praying for his family.
And, you know, as a person, as a fan of hip hop myself, you know, I'll admit that I probably wasn't the most noteworthy fan of Hustle or whatever like that. Definitely was a lyricist, definitely was somebody who, you know, was loyal to the essence of hip-hop, about bars, you know, talking about his struggles, come up. He was a Crip, you know, and, you know, his struggles and everything like that coming up in that culture and that, you know, environment. Getting out of that environment, you know, teaching us, the people under him, you know, that you can do it too and everything like that. He was just a definite good story about, you know, of overcoming your adversities, overcoming what you are placed in, you know, and doing better for yourself.
That you are not a product of your environment.
That you're definitely not a product of your environment, that you can, you know, be into something, mature, grow, you know, do better for yourself, and then come back and teach others, because that's definitely what Nipsey was doing. Now, I don't want to, you know, touch too much on, you know, how he died or why he died, because there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And I just want to say this. Do your own research. Do your own research. If you don't know something, don't depend on the internet or people on the internet to tell you things. Look up things yourself. There was conspiracy theories that, you know, a lot of conspiracy theories. And, of course, the truth will be revealed. I feel the truth will be revealed. There's a lot of conspiracy theories as to him being assassinated due to content that he was about to release in a documentary concerning Dr. Sabib. If you don't know who Dr. Sabib is, look him up. I'm not going to go through all of that with you guys on here. That's just not what our vibe is. But he was going to do a documentary on Dr. Sabib and his case against the federal government regarding his cure for AIDS. I'll leave it at that. And he was going to release a documentary, and, you know, immediately a lot of people went to the idea that he was killed in regards to that information that he was about to be revealed. There was a couple of people that they say that were killed also prior to this that had the same information, whatever. Not saying that that's not true, but Dr. Sabib's information has been out for a while. And, you know, I will say that I need a little bit more proof say that that is the case. I'm not saying that it's not, but, you know, I just need, for me, more proof for that particular storyline. Now, he had surveillance cameras in front of his establishment. There were surveillance cameras in the parking lot of the strip mall in which his establishment was located. So they said that they had a suspect in their process of suspects. They had, you know, they had somebody in thought to be the culprit of the shooting. But you know, the internet always talked. The internet always got, you know, people looking and checking up in the streets. They still talk. You know, apparently another theory is that a gentleman who Hustle knew had came into the store earlier, and Hustle, you know, told the dude that he couldn't be there because the dude was known to be a rat. And Hustle told him, you know, instead of violating the guy, he told him, hey, listen, you know, don't come back over here no more. You're a rat, you know, we know this, that, the third, and escorted the guy off the property or whatever like that. Dude, I guess, felt away, came back, and shot, you know, Hustle plus two other people. Then came back from again, these are all conspiracy theories or theories that he came back from. He came back and shot again to make sure that he was dead. That's what they're saying in the storyline. There's surveillance footage that kind of bring the actions to be true as far as what happened. But we don't know if that was the case. We have people that said that that happened. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I did my whole criminal intent, law and order shit. I zoomed the camera angles in and everything like that to see where the guy came from and all of that. I seen it. What was your question?
From the angle for where or whatever like that, I mean, it's pointing in that. It's pointing in that direction, but it's obviously not from his store.
It's from another building that was in the viewpoint of the store that literally got a clear view of the store. It's just that the building was at a distance, like the building was at the end of the parking lot. So that's the view. So it's kind of at a distance. They have a closer view because he had cameras in front of his store. They obviously aren't going to give that one out. I don't know how this particular footage got released, but the footage that is, as you know, the closest footage that they have is from his store. Now, I feel that, you know, at the end of the day, this man was a father. This man was a husband. This man was, you know, something to somebody. As we've seen on social media, a lot of artists and people like that were connected to him talked about his character and how he was with them. You know, people who dealt with him on a regular, who dealt with him at one, you know, once before in passing. Everybody kind of had the same story, that this man was a good man of character and everything like that. And I just feel like, I'm just going to keep it a buck. If this situation is real, that dude was a snitch and he came back because son told him, you got to get out of here. You felt the way, man. You a cornball, bro. You a ho-ho. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about what the street said. It happened to the dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to talk about what they're saying has happened to him. The police are still looking for him, but the streets have said some things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be doing all that on my podcast, but you're a whole cornball, and I really hope you get what's coming to you. If that's the situation that is, you know what I'm saying? I hope, you know, there's no real reason or real explanation that you can ever say that will suffice, that will satisfy you, or why you would kill somebody that was doing so much positive for his community, for the culture, for rap, for everything. You know what I'm saying? You don't really get these, you know, stories like that here and there, you know, that often. That's why this hits like a Biggie, like a Tupac. That's why this hits like that, because these people, while, you know, they weren't even in the full light of their potential, were taken from us. While we're just now kind of getting and seeing the story that this man has been preaching and talking his whole career, we're now not going to get to see his full vision unless somebody else carries his, which I know for a fact a lot of people are going to carry his vision. Things like this happen and it brings us together, unfortunately. And I really wish that it didn't take another loss of a black man. I really wish it didn't take another loss of a black man for us to kind of come together, but hopefully we'll get it. Hopefully we'll get it. Because once again, it's another one of us taking another one of us. Hopefully we'll get it. If that storyline about that man being a snitch, if you was that was in your heart, that was something that you had to bear. He didn't have to bear that. He didn't have to bear that. You know what I'm saying? So the culture is in mourning. And, you know, I just wanted to take my time. You know, if you listen to last week's podcast, in battle rap, we lost a legend of our own too with Tech N9ne. So to lose Tech and to lose Nipsey, people who were trying to push the culture forward, people who were putting, you know, their stamp positively on the culture, trying to impact people, you know, inspire people, you know, to lose those people. I just want to let everybody know that they will want you to move on. They will want you to keep going. Don't take this as a, you know, as a moment to shut down. These people will want you to keep going in their name. So long live Tech. Long live Nipsey Hussle. I'm not really good with this death thing. I had my own loss earlier this year, you know, personally in my family. But I would know these people, if they were here, they wouldn't want us to be stagnant. They wouldn't want us to be stuck. They would want us to move on, live in their name. You know, if anything, like Nipsey said, if I die, y'all ride for me. If they kill me, ride for me. So I think that's the best thing to do. Also, they laid to rest Cliff Dixon, the gentleman that died at his birthday party. They got shot in front of his birthday party in Atlanta about a week or two back. They laid him to rest yesterday as well. So condolences again to his family. Condolences to Nipsey's family, Laura London, you know, his mom, his family, everybody. Let's just stop this corny shit, man. Let's just stop. Because while we think we getting up, we setting back. All right? So we gonna move on, because it's a real serious topic, and I just felt like we had to definitely do our due diligence over here at Bacon Tea to talk about it with you guys. Let us know what you think, man. Hit us up on the Twitter, Bacon Tea on Twitter. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. We also on Facebook. Hit us up, Bacon Tea on Facebook. Let us know what you think, man. We definitely want to hear from you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, let's get out that vibe. That's a dark vibe to be in. Let's lighten it up. So, we saw us this week.
Yeah, we did.
We seen us this week. And you niggas gotta stop with y'all overly thinking deep ass motherfucking things that y'all be doing with movies. Not everything gotta be that deep. Like, I watched so many different breakdowns and reactions to the show, to the movie, and I'm thinking I'm about to be motherfucking, you know, stumped or some shit. Man, I got to figure out the point of this movie by like 10 minutes in.
No, even what you call it, the creator of the movie, Jordan Peele, he said it's not an overly thinking movie. He said it's supposed to just be a suspense movie.
Like, niggas really, 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 like, they really took Get Out.
And, Get Out, he said, was.
And applied Get Out theories to motherfucking
because I don't think he's going to be sitting there making all the movies just like Get Out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's not going to sit there and make all his movies like based upon that. Yeah, I mean, if people watch it, all they think, I got it. I got what it was.
I'm going to let y'all know now, this is a spoiler alert segment. So we're going to talk about this motherfucking movie. So if you haven't watched it, you probably want to skip past this part. Okay. We're going to talk about this shit. So let's just do it. First of all, how the fuck did you get beat with any extra thinking? See, some people allow the fluff to get them caught up from what the actual meat of the subject is or whatever. We seen the trailers and allowed our thought process to take it deeper than what it was. Oh, it's people, it's us seeing us. It's, you know, the projection of the world. The world is fucking everything up and everything like that. And that's why, you know, it's us in our worst forms and this, that, a third. I saw so many dumb reactions and reviews of this fucking movie just to see it for myself and be like, no. No. There's a world behind the mirrors. There's a world behind the realities, right. It's a world behind the mirrors that mimics our realities.
Ha!
I like that. But because we are never see that, this particular situation, the young girl was confronted by her mirror self.
She was confronted by her mirror self, but she knew that she was different. She wanted to break free from her own reality. So when she met up with the girl herself from the real world, she had the brightest idea, like, I'm breaking free, and you're gonna take my place.
Like, you can even get deeper. You can even get deeper is to say that the little girl, at the time when she went into the House of Mirrors, wanted to break away. She was quiet. She wasn't a speaker. And then you can think about, oh man, see, this is the shit. You can think about this movie a little bit once you know about the base meaning of the movie, which there really, I'm not gonna say there was a base meaning to the movie outside of it being a suspenseful slash thriller movie. At the end of it all, the reflection that had the confrontation with the real person took the real person into the mirror world, left her in the mirror world, took her body, took her place in reality, and grew up.
And lived.
Right. Not thinking that the girl that she left in the mirror would actually come back to find her and find the family that she was with and tell them, hey, that's not me, that's... Yeah, they playing us.
And then at first, I didn't even think. I was like, she was the only talking one. Everybody right. else wasn't talking.
Right.
They were making noises.
Everybody else was screaming and making
noises. Yeah, making moaning and making noises. Right. She was the only one who could actually talk. She's the only one
who can talk. But because she wasn't able to speak in the mirror world, when she finally got out to the real world, her speaking was as if somebody who just learned to hear for the first time. Like we saw in the movie, it was gobbled. It was creepy sounded at the end of the day. But right, as you look at it now, like, oh, wow, that's why she was the only one that was able to speak, because she was the one that actually was from the real world.
And then the reason why the girl wasn't speaking, because she was learning how to.
Right.
When she came into the real world,
she didn't know how to
speak. She didn't know how to.
She had to learn how to speak. She had to learn. To learn how to speak. Right. Right. So, I don't see really any deeper meanings outside from that Us movie, outside of it meaning to be a suspenseful thriller, that the little girl got confronted by her mirror self. Her mirror self took her into the mirror world, locked her up there, and proceeded to live her life in reality. To when she grew up, and went back to the place where all of this happened, it was time for her to face herself or face the person that she left there and those people. And what she did was she taught everybody
exactly
in the mirror world.
Right.
But the thing about it was that she only knew what she was, what she learned up to a point. To the point where she got dragged into the mirror is what she knew. So she knew about Hands Across America. She knew about certain things going on in the media, but she didn't know how advanced it was. So the people only knew the knowledge in which she knew. So when they came out, they were still kind of slow to the point, like stuck in the 80s, if you will. You know what I'm saying? They were stuck in the 80s from when the time when she got, you know, switched. That's why we see in the beginning of the movie, the TV with the Hands Across America. That's why you saw at the end, you see all of the people in the jackets, in that outfit, that red outfit, hold their hands at the end, because the last thing she remembered was the Hands Across America thing that she was watching on TV that morning before they went to the carnival with her parents. At the end of the day, I wasn't that impressed.
No, I didn't. And the thing is it was, I felt like it was a good movie. You know, it was a good movie. It was kicking ass. You know, you would root for the girl.
First of all, the father in the movie, he a ho-ho. I'm sorry. The father in the movie,
he was wearing me out.
He was a ho-ho.
He didn't get it was real until it was too late.
He didn't pay no mind to how his wife was acting at all until it was fucking too late. Like, nigga, are you dumb? You so that involved in trying to be on vacation and all that shit? You don't see your shorty vibing off? Like, her vibe was all off from the time they got there to the time they went to the beach, to the time she thought her son was
lost. She didn't even want to go. She said no.
When she's telling him how she feel, like, yo, this nigga's so busy trying to get some ass that he ain't even paying attention that your wife is literally creeping the fuck out. Like, that vibe would have been all in the room. Like, nah, son, what's your problem? I'm sorry, that's just me. Vibe off with you, I'm going to pick that shit up in a heartbeat. And this guy's going to bother me because it's like, yo, man, what's the problem? Especially when I don't know what the problem is. And she's telling me what the problem is, but you're so wound up into your own shit or what the fuck you wanted to do that you didn't motherfucking pay attention to that shit. He was a whole dick. I was actually rooting for him to die. I'm sorry. I was rooting for you to die, Pim.
He kind of got on my nerves a little bit. And I was just like, why? She's telling you, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go. I don't want to do this. Come on. No. I didn't want to go to the beach. You still not listening to me. I don't want to go. Oh, come on, for the kids. Da, 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 da. Apparently, right then and there, you should have said, what's going on? What's happening? Like, seriously? Seriously? And then at the end, when I found out that they switched when they were kids, I was like, well, damn.
So that means her children. So that's why it means her children were half mirror and half human, if you will, or half mirror person, half human. If you want to consider the mirror people not human, she had half, because she called them people of the shadow. That's what she was calling them themselves or whatever like that. The people in the mirror were people of the shadow. So they were saying that they had half shadow kids, half regular reality kids. Mm. What they gonna do? Nothing. Y'all here now. The fuck? But I will give us 3 fuck out of heres. Out of five. Out of five.
Oh,
Out of five fuck out of his, five being this shit was super trash, you get five fuck out of his, I'm going to give you three fuck out of his.
I'm going to give it two fuck out of his.
Two fuck out of his?
Because I think I enjoyed it more than you enjoyed it.
Okay, well, three and two makes five, so you get it all. Fuck out of here. three plus two is five, so that's equal five. Five meaning get this whole shit the fuck out of here. Yeah, us,
let's because get the fuck out of here. Because I think people overly... With this movie, they just overly did it.
They was, and that was that's our fault. And then that's our fault for not.
But I enjoyed it. But y'all messed it up.
And this is what we do. This is what we get. So for future reference, let's not put Jordan Peele in a box. Okay, not everything's got to be so metaphorical and deep meaning. Sometimes he could just want to do a suspenseful thriller. That just make you go, That's the whole point of a suspenseful thriller.
And then the next time I might do a comedy. Y'all gonna be caught off guard.
You're supposed to not know what the fuck is going on until the end when it all pieces together to you. Right.
That was a suspense movie.
Right. It wasn't as deep and meaningful as Get Out and all that kind of shit. Get the fuck out of here.
So next time you might see another movie of his, it might be a comedy.
How about just shut the fuck up and watch the movie before you base it off the trailer?
And that's why.
Because everybody was looking stupid as shit.
That's why I got five fuck out of
here. Everybody was looking stupid as shit when they saw the movie. Like, oh, this is what it was about? Yeah. That's your fault, not his fault. Fuck out of here. So yeah, let's fuck out of here. Yo, did you see this nigga Ghost and Beyonce at the NAACP's? You saw that shit?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the clip of it. Yeah. Because, I just felt like everybody was just trying to get to it. But then Ghost went over there and spoke to Jay. And then it was like, oh, let me go say hi to Beyonce. Like, and he went and kissed her twice. But I think it was a little too close to her lip area.
All right. So it was a commercial break at the NAACP Awards. You know, everybody was saying hi. And I think... It was probably right after Jay had received his award or whatever like that from them. And, you know, everybody was, you know, congratulating and coming over, saying hi to Jay and Beyonce. They were standing up. And Ghost went over, you know, said hi to Jay-Z or whatever like that, gave him a check, whatever like that, and went to greet Beyonce and hugged her, kissed her on the cheek. And then I think they exchanged some words real quick, and then he kissed her again. But see, he got a beard. So, like, the beard, you got to really do the math inch on the beard inch. Because what it looked like that nigga kissed her right next to her lips. Like, yo, my nigga, what you doing? And it's like, yo, Jay sitting there with his hands in his pockets looking like a fake-ass Marley. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just kissed your wife twice. Twice, nigga. Twice. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, what the hell is you doing, nigga? This is not a big, rich town for you. Don't be... kissing on my wife, motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing? Like, that, but, like I felt like Jason said something. I'm sorry. That's just me. I mean, you can be confident in all the relationships. Look, Beyonce looked uncomfortable as hell, bro.
Yeah, she kind of did. She kind of was like, okay. Because Beyonce don't like people in her space anyway. So that's understandable. Like, she's not really...
I'm just guessing that. We don't know that for sure.
No. If you watch her... when she greets people, she may hug. Let her be the one. Like, if you coming at her, most likely you get one of these. People that know her kiss may be a hug and a kiss. But most likely,
I would think that Omar, whatever the last name Wick is, I forgot his last name. I would think that he knows Beyonce enough to be able to, you know, come in for a hug.
But it was okay for one.
That nigga pulled two of them.
He pulled two, and the second one to me was a little bit too close to the mouth.
Like I said, he got a beard, so we don't know exactly where that kiss landed at. But that kiss was really like, it looked like it was right at that crease where your cheek and your lip start at. It was like right there. And we niggas, we all got big lips. So it's like, nigga, you might as well have kissed on the lips, nigga. You was right there by our lips. I probably would have took the shot.
But I'm sure that Swinner got carried out of hand. I know he probably... He had to, like... It's not a big deal. Like, because when people make it seem like, but I'm sure he was like, I was no trying to be, no disrespect. You know, I wasn't trying to kiss Beyonce. At least I want to think that he reached out.
Son, the motherfucking Beehive went in.
Yeah, they went
something
in. They went
fierce
in.
Fierce on that. Them bees nigga, went yo. In. Yo, shout out to the Beehive, my nigga. I want a whole bunch of niggas that don't know me to ride for me like that. Them niggas tore into this nigga over so crazy.
Honey, they might get him off the show.
Son, that ain't gonna be that serious. But they went in like, yo, son.
Nigga, you a little too close to our queen. You a
little too close, bro. Fuck you doing, nigga. But they went
in. You a little too close to our
social
queen.
Media is a motherfucking man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. They was on Twitter, Instagram. Them niggas... Nigga, that shit was crazy. But that leads to my question. That leads to my question. What's too close when greeting a person's spouse? Like, what is too close? Like, when you're greeting a person's spouse?
If you know them or don't know them.
That's answer for both.
I mean, if you know them, then, you know, they give hugs and you're going to bring your... lip off.
I'm not gonna burn my lip off. Sorry.
You are. Sorry, man. That thing looked like it was catching fire.
It was on fire.
So, I mean, when you're greeting someone, I feel like you have a relationship with them. A hug, you can hug them. Sometimes kiss them on the cheek, like, you know, or whatever like that. But if you don't know them, like I met some of your friends or whatever like that, I got a handshake. Was no kiss on the cheek.
And you never supposed to kiss on the cheek. I don't want to say that. That's that white people shit.
But it was, how you doing? Handshake. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no hugging either. So it depends on if you know them or not. Sometimes if you don't, I feel like you could give a side hug and no kiss on the cheek.
I feel like as, you know, being in the street, being in the hood, you say what up. That's the only thing you motherfucking do to the person, to your people's spouse. Like, you just say what up. Like, you know what I mean? All of that extra come, you know, hug, how you doing? All that shit, nah. Don't be hugging my bitch, nigga. What the fuck you doing, bro? Like, she right there. Your mouth work. Say hello. What up? You know what I'm saying? Okay. What's popping? You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta be all a hug and we gotta go get a kiss on the cheek and all that shit like that? Why you gotta do all of that? Even if we ain't seen each other in a while or whatever like that. We've been long-term friends. Nigga, what up? Nigga, a five, what up? Why do you gotta hug her?
Okay. So if, let's say for example, if my best friend came and hugged you, or whatever like that. What you think about that?
I'm not going to. If she's gonna come in and hug
you. You're not gonna come to her.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not gonna be. Oh, she called. First of all, if that's the first time meeting her and she come hug me, I'm looking at that weird as fuck. Fuck, why are you hugging me? I'm just like that. I'm just gonna be, why? Like, I don't know you like that to be hugging me. Why are you hugging me the first time meeting? What's up with just a regular handshake? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? There's ways for females to do handshakes that's delicate. Or whatever like that. You ain't gotta give me no five. What's popping, my nigga? Like, you ain't gotta do that. But you could do, you know, how you doing? A gentle, you know, feminine handshake. How you doing? I'm well. Or even if we know each other, you know what I'm saying? It's your best friend. Hey, how you doing? And, you know, handshake. If it's like that, sometimes a handshake is not necessary. That's just not in the culture that I grew up with. These young niggas gotta make sure they get a hug every time they see a chick or whatever like that. They do that shit.
But what is too close? I mean,
I'm not, you know, I'm not, you know, that's just me. That's just how I was, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I see some girls who, they meet their spouse's friends for the first time, and they be like, hey, I'm a hugger, give me a hug. And it is like, oh, okay. So, I mean, it depends on who you are.
Just because you announce you a hugger don't mean it's okay for you to hold hugging motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you, I'm a hugger, okay, bitch, don't go hugging my man. Like, if that's a girl, pause, I'm not no gay nigga, but you know what I'm saying? If you're a girl, you know what I'm saying? You get girls like that, okay, bitch, don't hug him. Don't fuck.
So what, okay, give you a little bit off. What is the proper way to greet parents?
Parents? mom, parents, dad, I feel a handshake. I shouldn't be hugging your mama until she's comfortable enough for that to happen. And if anything, she would all initiate that, I feel.
The first time she initiated. After that, she hugged me. She's just like, hey.
Right, because that's just not how my moms get down. Like, she's not a hugger. Like, she don't do all that extra. Hey, how you doing? Gotta hug you every time I see you. No, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, hi. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how my moms get down. It's not that she don't hug, but it's just that, you know, it's just is what it is. But, you know, if being introduced to your mom, I'm not coming in for a hug. Hi, mom, this is, you know, Will. You know, Will, this is my mom. First time meeting, and I'm not going to go, oh, hey, mama, how you doing? And go, you know, on some imposing ass hug. That's weird. No, I'm going to, how you doing? And especially if I never met her before. No, how you doing? I'm going to be respectful. That's how you should be. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? I'm Will. And even as that relationship matures or whatever like that, I'm still going to be, how you doing? Hi.
But if she initiates it,
of course you're gonna
you welcome that.
You welcome, especially if that's your girl mom's or your man mom's. You better take that, huh?
If she initiates it, then you. Oh, okay. Hi.
Right. You gonna take that hug and keep it moving. But if it's not, then yeah, don't be the creepy bozo nigga that always want to be reaching out to hug bitches. Like the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like. I'm not even comfortable if I had a dude that was like that. Like why you always gotta be hugging bitches, nigga? Oh, nigga, oh fuck, dude, why not? Like, why, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just talk without hugging a bitch? I might say, that's you. But for me, I don't feel like all of that shit is necessary, son. You know what I'm saying? So, ghost, you know what I'm saying? You wild out on that one, bro. I'm sorry.
You're a little bit too close to the beat.
You're a little bit too extra to a married man. A married man's a woman, man.
Her husband was right next to her.
That's a married woman right there. Yeah. You that double kiss was a lot. You know what I'm saying? You even have to.
You might as well have licked her face.
I wish.
You would have got a beat down right there.
It would have been worth it, though. You licked Beyonce. Oh, my God. It would have been worth the beat down.
She tastes like candy.
Nice. She tastes like everything good in the world. Just,
candy.
Oh, my God. You taste like right.
All right, you're doing a little bit too much.
That's Beyonce. I'm sorry. That's Beyonce.
That's like candy.
Beyonce. You can't go wrong with that. Girls just gotta live with that. Like what? You talking all right about Beyonce?
I'm gonna stop talking my stuff.
Go ahead. I don't care. I better not hear it though. I'm just saying. How important is oral sex?
Very important. I'm keeping it real.
1 to 10.
10.
10?
10. Because you know how I feel about it.
10?
10. Let me tell you why. A 10, nigga. A 10. Let me tell you why I say a 10. Because I feel like, you know, that's a part of a relationship, a part of your sexual relationship.
Mm.
Because, I mean, like, I feel like oral sex, it gets things started, you know what I'm saying? It gets you, you know, into the mood and stuff like that. It gets you ripe, okay? And if any girl tell you she don't do that, then she's crazy. I'm telling you that right now. And if she don't want it, if she doesn't want to do it, now I'm not gonna knock anybody. That's your prerogative. I don't give. Whatever. But my thing is I feel like it's part of a good sexual situation. Some people may not enjoy it. Some people do. I'm one of the ones who gives it a thumbs up.
Okay.
So I can only talk for me. I feel like it's important. Now some guys don't like it, but that depends on if you have the right person who enjoys doing that, give it to you, then hey.
I'm trying to behave because I don't want to kind of like press you on this right now.
You can press all you want.
Okay, let's do it. That's all you got to say.
You can press all
so you want. You're talking in your stance of being a giver, correct? And not a receiver. You're talking from the giver's perspective, right?
And receiving.
But your stance, you now is more in the giver's
right. Okay, then psyche. And receiving, I feel like, yes, like, why would you want to? Like, it's like, it just, I don't know. You don't trust your stuff? I don't know. Why would you want it? Like, it's just, period. Like,
let's be honest. Certain niggas use hair as a tool to compensate their lack of.
Yes, they do.
Of intercourse skills.
Yes, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Certain niggas give hair in lack of, like, fuck it. I'm going to make you come from here. At least if I make you come from here. If I don't make you come from the dick, then I'm not, you know. It's not half bad. One out of the two ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? You came from
here. But if you're good at that, okay. Then that's what we do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You get certain girls that are like, nah, fuck that nigga. If you can't fuck me good, then I don't fuck about
her. But did that mean she's lazy? She's lazy.
You know what I'm saying?
She's lazy. Don't laugh at me. No, I don't know. When it comes down to the subject, like, for real, like, I just feel like with sex period, it takes a, you don't want to be lazy. I think sex is here for you to enjoy.
Right.
And that.
You can't depend at a point, it's to a point where you kind of can't always depend on the other person fully. Being the person, you can't depend on the person to bring all the time to bring the enjoyment to you.
Yeah, you gotta put in some work.
Sometimes you gotta right.
That's how
you get certain girls that go and get in bed and lay down and expect, you know, oh, just because a nigga got a big dick that, you know, oh, he gonna make you come. Or no, sometimes no, bitch, you're gonna have to put some work in to bust that nut too. Like, I can be poking you 1,000 times and you don't bust no nut. Why? Because you ain't. Get yourself in a, you know, you ain't put no work in it for yourself to make it enjoyable.
It's a collab effort.
You get a lot of chicks that sit there and complain about a nigga dick or complain about sex being whack, but you're whack at sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, you know.
No, because they be like, oh, his dick was whack. Well, what was you doing to help him?
Or what was you doing to help yourself? Fuck help him. What was you doing to help yourself? In this, you know what I'm saying? You were expecting, you'd be like, oh, he didn't make me come. Did you help him make you come? Did you help him do that? Or was you just waiting for him to bring that to the table? Like, you was just waiting for him to help you make you achieve that rather than you doing it. You know your body better than him. Even as y'all fuck multiple times, you still know your body better than him. So what did you do in the situation to help him get you to bust that nut? You know what I'm saying? Or help him to get you to, you know what I'm saying, to get your shit off. If you just sat there and laid down and it was open your
legs.
And
then he came and you didn't come and you're like, oh, he was right here and came before I did. Let me teach you something. If he did that, he came before you did, and you didn't get your nut, you tell him to stay right there.
Listen, you got bitches that always got that energy for all that. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, oh, that's not even the case. You get a bitch that complain about him, you know, not helping her bust her nut, but you ain't do that. You just laid there with your legs open. You ain't move. You ain't jerk. You ain't doing. We talking about something totally different than head. Now that's where the other question go. The sub question comes from also, like, so how good you gotta be at oral sex?
You better be really good at oral sex.
Can you teach somebody to be good at oral sex?
Yes, you can.
You can teach somebody.
Because you know your body. And okay. You know what you like.
Okay.
So you can teach somebody what you like.
Okay.
And how you feel.
Okay.
Because everybody's different.
So it's safe to say that just because you may have been good giving head to this person, those particular skills that you learn from that person doesn't necessarily apply to the next person.
I feel like it can't because everybody is different.
Right.
How this person might like it, his head suck on the side, it turned him on and got him off. Where the next person may like it straightforward down, and you know, it's everybody's different. Talk how they feel, how the sensation to their penises feel.
Talk your shit.
Is totally different. So you can't say, oh, I'm a good head giver, and then the guy wanna tell you that you whack because you didn't do what makes him feel good at the point in time.
Can you tell when you're giving whack head if a guy's not enjoying giving head? Because guys, we can tell when a girl's not. We guys can tell when we eating pussy.
I think female. I think some
females. Do y'all know? Can y'all tell?
No, if a female really doesn't know what she's doing or whatever like that, she can't tell if she's giving whack head because she just feel like, oh, I'm good at it. And but I feel like I can tell.
Bitches be playing with the dick.
I can tell if I'm not doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the behavior of my man. Mm. So if I may not be, if he ain't moaning a certain way that I'm used to him hearing him moan, or if he doesn't, you know, not comfortable, he'll like move or whatever like that, you know, like, okay, no, just come on. You know, like that. Like, mm-hmm. He's like, come on, just turn your ass up. You know, like
you just it just wasn't hitting that.
It wasn't thing. Hitting.
You just wasn't hitting that.
But you thing. Can tell. But you can listen, tell.
LeBron don't always, you know, make every shot. Tom Brady don't complete every pass. Sometimes he got bad games. They still champions though. Just sometimes these motherfuckers just have bad games. You know what I'm saying? So I think that at the end of the day, you know, oral sex is extremely important.
It's important in a relationship. Mm. I feel like it really is. I feel like it's an important
you can part. You can poll this generation, honestly, and they'll probably tell you that.
But oral it's everybody's just doing it all freely.
You can poll this generation, and they'll probably tell you in certain lights that oral sex is more important than regular sex. Like, if you ask this generation, what would they want more right now, head or sex, penetration sex, the poll will probably come back that oral sex would be wanted more than regular sex. So oral sex has probably moved up a little bit in the priority list, where if it was 50-50, would you say, is it safe to say that oral sex is like 60-40 now?
I guess so. You can say that.
You can say that sex, oral sex has taken more of a priority than regular sex? Than just penetration sex?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're in a relationship, and you got a heavy sexual relationship, and you know your man is a horn dog, and you may have your womanly or whatever like that, still, I feel like you should still be able to please your man when he wants it. Mm-hmm. So by, you know, giving him head or whatever like that will, you know, keep him a little bit satisfied for the moment. You know, I feel like
it'll hold him over until fucking your period's out of here. I think that the reason why oral sex has become more of a priority and it's kind of overshadowed regular sex in this day and age is because at the end of the day, everybody comes on that one.
What, oral?
Right. For the most part, everybody.
Not everybody.
Not everybody, but for the most part, everybody comes from oral sex. Most, not everybody, but most to some people. Let me say, I think the general notion is that everybody comes from oral sex. I think
they that's, like it.
They like it.
But is this, that's how it's going to come. It's like,
you get certain people, but you get certain mature people that get to the place like, yeah, no, I'm not coming from my head. You know what I'm saying? This feels great. It's a great feeling. I love it. I want it all the time, but yeah, if my option to come is head or pussy, I'm probably choosing pussy. That's me. But I think this generation worrying about pregnancy and all of the shit that comes with all of that. I ain't trying to but have no kids and all
when
of that.
When you was young.
You got the gay and lesbian generation that's really up and going and everything like that. I think a lot of that comes from there. Also, why oral sex is more prominent and more wanted more now.
No, but it started back when you was a kid. And your first sexual experience is most likely been some type of, like...
Listen, back in the day, it was like hand play. You was finger popping bitches. Bitches was jerking you off. You know what I'm saying?
You probably even got head.
You're right. It was no serious head, but it was a little sloppy toppy or something. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of finger working and a lot of hand jerking and shit like that back then from teenagers growing up. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, shit, you got to worry about your 13-year-old telling you she's pregnant. It's different now.
It's different.
You could definitely not be a 13-year-old. It's definitely different. Right. It's way different.
They ain't looking for a hand.
It's way different, right. Niggas ain't looking to
they
just
like, give me that.
Right. Niggas ain't looking to just finger pop a bitch. Niggas ain't looking just to get their shit jerked off in the hallway. No, niggas is trying to put that shit down her throat. Niggas is trying to bust that bitch down
smack
in the hallway.
In the face with it.
Right. Niggas is trying to, you know what I mean? The generations is different.
It's
now.
Different.
Right. Different. It's and the totally lack of different. Education and the lack of knowledge is fucking these little people up. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, that's a lot of the reason why this generation, you know, prefers it. It's just that I think they think that head, you know, pretty much assures an orgasm. You know what I'm saying? From females to males. Girls don't want to run the risk of getting pregnant. Or, you know, the younger generation don't want to, you know, lose their virginity or whatever like that.
Yeah, that's what that was. See, but that was going on back in the day, too.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to lose my virginity.
Because you don't want to...
Right.
And they really did consider it sex.
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
was just that.
Right. It was just
It wasn't sex.
Right.
It was just
I did something. Oral. Right. That's kind of how it was. So do you like an aggressive person in the bedroom?
It depends on my mood. It depends on how I feel.
Aggression is a mood thing for you in the bedroom?
I mean, if I want the aggression, yes. And if I want something nice and slow and soft, you know, I'm going to tell you. If I tell you...
Can you be aggressively slow?
No, you can't be aggressively slow.
Slow pound the shit out that balloon. Aggressive slow, fuck your ass.
Well, but that's still aggressive. Like, that's still aggressive. So, I mean... because sometimes when people are like just about to come, that's when they get more aggressive.
Mm.
And so I think that's when.
Speak on it.
So that's when most of the aggression comes in at when you start to feel that vibe rising. That thing's coming up from your toes.
Them last 30 motherfucking right. pumps,
them
nigga.
Last pumps.
Them last 30 pumps, them same pumps, and that same.
Or that ride gets a little faster.
Don't you motherfucking bitch.
It gets a little aggressive around
I'm
that
so
time.
Stupid, y'all.
Trust me, I'm paying him to buy.
I think aggression is fun in the bedroom. I think aggression is definitely fun. Like, and I'm going to take it to not just from the penetration, just aggression when it comes to, like, foreplay. Like, you know, when you want it. I like a girl who can tell me she wants it. When she's, like, you say, like, I don't want to always... I'm a horn dog, so I'm always tell you, listen, I want that pussy. I want that ass. Come here. Bend over. Take the drawers off. You know what I'm saying? You getting dressed, you putting some sexy panties off, boom, shit's over. Let me get them shits. That's me. I'm aggressive. I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I also like a girl who could do that shit too. You know what I'm saying? I'm minding my business. I'm playing PlayStation or whatever like that. She, nigga, come here. Nigga, put your pants down. I want to suck your dick. I'm bored. I want to suck your dick. Come here. Suck your dick. And I got to position myself to still play the game and get my dick sucked. Like, I want it. I like that shit. That shit is, you know, saying that's another form of aggression too. It don't just gotta be when it comes to fucking or whatever like that. It don't just gotta be, you know, the fucking aspect of the aggression. Just aggression when she wants you, telling me she wants me. You know what I'm saying? Coming over, you know, I don't know. God, I like when my girl comes and just, you know, grab my dick. Like, yeah, what's that shit doing down there? What's she doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? Minding his business. God damn. Like, but I like that shit. Like, yo, don't you wake him up. You got to put him to sleep, no, motherfucker.
Sometimes you say you want an aggressive person, but then when she be aggressive, you be like, oh, hold on.
If she too aggressive, nigga, then yeah, nah. It's a balance. It's a level. Like, I don't need you at 100% aggressive, motherfucker. Damn near raping me. No, I like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'm like, chill, wait a second. No, I want it now. Wait, no. This is about to turn rape. I said, no. I'm going to take it anyway. I'm going to give it to you. But I may not like it the first couple points. I'm just going to... Because I'm giving it to you against my will. I'm giving it to you, though. I'm going to give it to you. Because I'm never going to tell you no. But I'm just going to be... I'm going to be a little
I've
bit mad.
I've been told, though.
I'm going to be mad a couple times. And I bet you took it. And I bet you took it, too. When he told you no, too. I bet you did. I bet you the nigga was like, no. Fuck you mean no. Watch what this no do. Watch this no. And then when you done...
I like to have fun. I don't want to keep hearing myself think out there, but I'm just saying, like, as I'm grown, I like to give. So what I'm saying is this is I'm gonna take it.
She said, I like to give, so I'm taking.
They know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean.
I like to give. But I'm going to take it.
Exactly. So, like, they know exactly what I mean. So, I was like, if that's being aggressive, like, because I know, like, if I want something, I'm going to take it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Fuck thief. All the other stuff.
She's
or
a
whatever
thief.
Like that.
She's a
like,
fucking
if
thief.
If I'm in the mood to do that one particular thing at the moment, I'm giving you my best. My best part.
She's a thief.
And I'm telling you, I think my partner knows when I'm in the mood to do that. He knows.
Yeah, thief.
He knows.
You're a robber.
That's right.
Don't you be calling being niggas?
No, I don't do that craziness.
You be taking it? If you call it, you be drugging it and taking it?
Well, he wants me to take it. So,
I ain't mad at that nigga.
You want me to take it, so...
I mean, take that shit.
Take it.
Take it. Take it.
Especially, you know, it's good when he gets it.
So...
I think we need to, like... You know, I think me and the nigga just need to calm down a little bit, though. I think sometimes we be trying to kill each other. It's good sex when you don't have anything to say to each other.
Yeah, when everybody just be like,
when it just be like dead silent. Some people are like, oh, that's a fact. No,
no, nigga,
no. When you look at each other like, I don't have
everything is said in the facial expressions. Just
everything,
the look.
No,
just...
everything is said and left in that last come most just did.
Yeah, pretty much.
That last thing.
Pretty much.
All was said.
Everything was said at that nuts point.
At that nuts point.
That's point.
I like that. At that nuts point. Everything was said. Said and done.
At nuts point.
You look at each other and you go to sleep.
Nuts point.
When you wake up in the morning, you look at each other. That was good last
night. Y'all reach out. Word. That's where you know the dick, man. That's where you know the pussy good. When you recap in the morning. Y'all niggas don't talk about
that. You just look at that.
No recap in the morning. Yo, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I have some of my best thoughts after sex. I come up with some of the best content for this podcast and show and shit like that for y'all niggas right after sex. After sex, I'm coming up with shit out this world, motherfucker. It's like, ooh, man, I should. We should talk about this. It'd be dead ass time. I'll be ready to record after sex. Like, yo, this is some good shit I'm talking about. The fuck?
I'm telling you. Also, well, no. Also, is when it's like after sex, you look at each other and you're like, yo, nigga. 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 It's like, I think I can't move. You got me paralyzed.
When the sex be great, man, niggas both don't. Nobody care about the wet spot, my nigga. Everybody just be like, yo, fuck it.
I'm laying down in it.
Fuck it, nigga. Fuck it. We'll figure it out, man. We'll figure it out. But shout out to the aggressive motherfuckers in the bedroom, man. Shout out to them motherfuckers, baby.
Enjoy. No, I feel like you need to enjoy life. If you like sex, enjoy it. Don't make it a task or a chore. Just enjoy it. Enjoy your partner. You know what I'm saying? Just be freaky. Just be aggressive. Be freaky.
Be freaky. Be fun.
Be fun.
Be fun. I'm going to throw a curveball out here. And we got to wrap it up real quick, but I'm going to throw a curveball out here, y'all.
Because I got to travel.
You know what I'm saying? So I was at a funeral with my mom this past weekend. And I took a picture with my mom. And I posted the picture on my Instagram. And I had put the caption up there. If one more person asks if I'm her man, I'm not. That's my mom's. And my mom looks young for her age. We'll put it like that.
My mom
is beautiful, first and foremost. And I'll beat one of you niggas up. That's first and foremost.
She looks younger than me.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she's beautiful.
Mom's just beautiful, B. I'll beat one of you niggas up. But I posted the picture on my Instagram, and, you know, the comments, everybody started liking, you know, giving my likes and everything like that.
Yeah.
And a particular person on my page had, you know, was like, wow, you know, that, you know, I would have thought that was your wife too, jokingly at first. And then was like, no, but your mom does look really young. You know, I responded with, you know, like a thank you or something like that. And then, you know, she went back and commented again, like, wow, like, I'm really
trying to hold the daggone conversation with him about this particular. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you. God damn. shit. Fuck me all up. Just jumped all into the convo. Anyway, she really wanted to know, you know, wow, really, you know, what was, you know, I'm really blown away as to, you know, how young your mom looks and how, you know, you guys look. How old are you? Or whatever like that.
Why do you want to know? That's the question.
I didn't even pose my question. I brought the topic up. God damn. Okay. So, my girlfriend goes and then proceeds to comment on the post. You know, not to the girl, but just she, as I would put it, marked her territory on the post. She didn't at the girl. She didn't do anything like that. But she marked her territory, if you will. And anybody that has a girlfriend.
Say? What did she say?
She said, oh, baby, you really look good in your picture with your mom and put heart eye emojis and kiss emojis and all that extra shit on there, marking the territory, knowing that you're the only person that calls me baby or whatever like that. So, yeah, that's a mark your territory comment right there or whatever. And she tells me when she sees me later on that day that her friend even said that that was a petty comment. And I agreed. I said, hey, that's a petty comment right there. Because you were marking your territory on something that you were feeling
Now, look, I see.
You had to defend yourself about or defend
over. No, because the way the girl was, because I seen the comment. The way the girl was like carrying on with, I just can't believe it. Like, how old are you? Like, what is that? Like, that means to me that you are trying to, like, kind of holler.
Asking because I set the
Now, do you know the girl?
I don't look. I know.
Do you know her personally?
I know the girl personally. We've met one or two times. Right.
Did you used to talk to her?
No, absolutely not.
So you met maybe one or two times.
Right.
So why is she acting like she doesn't know you the way the comment was?
Because my age has never been a question, and I've never made the captions about me and my mom in that fashion before. I posed the caption that allowed her to ask the said question. I made a comment about me looking like my mother's boyfriend because of my age and how I look and my appearance, but I'm not. And that's true. I've been asked, or my mom has been asked in pictures that we've taken, is that your boyfriend? No, nigga, I'm her son. I'll fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
So why on your page that they assume that this is your girl?
Nobody assumed that. The caption was meant to be funny. It's a reality of something that's happened, but me being a comedian like I am, I flipped it to be something funny. To say, if one more nigga ask if I'm her man, I'm not, I'm her son. You know what I'm saying? It's meant to compliment my mother's young, you know, look young and looking, you know, how young she looks naturally, and to kind of be funny about me looking like an old nigga. To a younger looking lady. That's meant to, it was meant to be a, to be funny.
I don't think your girlfriend was being petty.
I totally think she was being petty.
I don't think she was being
petty. She was absolutely being petty.
I don't think she was being petty.
She was absolutely
being petty. She was just stating how good her man looks.
It was intent behind that comment. Well, comment, as innocent as it was, the intent when it was typed wasn't. And that's fact. And she admitted it. And she admitted it. So no, it, as innocent as the comment was, it was a passive aggressive petty shot. It was a passive aggressive petty shot. I just found like it was real funny. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And then she's like, no, what if I'm going to say something to her? I'm like, oh, you really would have been wrong there. It's not like the girl said,
I don't think she would have said it.
No, she wouldn't. I don't know, but you know.
No, if it would have got out of hand with more conversation on there, and it was looking like something different than what it was.
Because like, say if I would have answered the girl, she asked how old I was. Now, say if I would have answered her and said, "Yeah, such and such."
No, but you know what I'm saying? Hearts for.
Man, and that's my other point about emojis.
These emoji, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's my other part about emojis, like. You can't be trying to read off of what an emoji, unless it's a motherfucking eggplant with a lick or a tongue and the wet sign and the cat with the smile eyes and all. Unless you're getting setups like that where you can go like, oh, you know what the motherfucking eggplant mean. You know what the lick and the wet little sign and the cat. You know what all that shit is trying to imply. I can't gaze a person that just put hard eyes. Or even the hard eyes with the kissy shit. I can't really gauge that because people use those so commonly in the most simple of things. Like, I can't gauge you or try. You know how many niggas done look like fools because a girl put, oh, that's cute, and hard eyes and kissy faces, and then a nigga jumped in their DMs thinking that homegirl wanted to holler, and she was like, no, nigga, fuck you talking about? Oh, because you sent me this in my comment. So? Like, I can't gauge you on that. Now, like I said, those other emojis that's out there that were playing, those were posted, then yeah, you could probably, nah, it ain't no other way around that bitch putting the eggplant in the wet, in the motherfucking lip, in the tongue, in the wet sign, in the wet, the cat with the hard eyes and the smile. You can't avoid that.
Your girlfriend would have to definitely regulate.
In that type of scenario, of that kind of emoji.
And your leaky cats.
Right. Right.
Eggplant self. Right. Showed up your ass.
Right. That's what I think. I think that, you know, if those type of emojis are posted on a person's page or some shit like that, then yeah, you should definitely feel away as a spouse and say something to that person that's posting it, and probably to your spouse, like, why the fuck you got people on your page that's doing that? Why are you comfortable with that? Even though they can probably tell you, I am not responsible for what they post, but when I see it, I can respond to it, delete them, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't think that my girlfriend's comment, while it was innocent, and I respected it.
It was innocent.
It was, the intent wasn't. So that's why I was like, yo, you could have saved that. You know what I'm saying?
It was innocent.
It was innocent, but my thing is, I want, like me, I like people gawking at my girl. I like that. I like niggas when we walk by, look by, we'll check her ass out. I catch you looking, I ain't saying nothing. Look, nigga, because right, I got good taste in ass and she got a fat one. Yeah, look, nigga, that's right. She got a fatty, bro. You know what I'm saying? Bro, she cute, nigga. You see that? She cute. It's when niggas go, right, it's that line that is step. But obviously that line should be probably talked about with the spouses or what they feel is disrespectful on the internet. And you adjust to that. Both parties, you know, because like I said, me, I just feel like as a man, when guys do things on girls' pages, some of that should be intentional. It never be accidental like guys try to intend it to be. And that's why I don't be liking guys' shit. Girls, sometimes, I don't think so. I don't think it be as intentional. They just be so used to commenting on stuff and saying general shit. And guys think that shit be more than what it means. Guys think shit mean more than what it mean, more than girls think when guys, you know what I'm saying, more than the vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Guys have run with girls sending them emojis, like the hard eyes as a sign that she want to holler or whatever like that.
No, versus, I mean, no, as being a female, hard eyes or kissy faces is flirting.
I feel like I disagree. If a girl on my page.
It depends on the concept of your page. If one of your family members died and people sending you hearts and stuff like that, and heart eyes and all kinds of stuff, I feel like that's just, I'm showing you love.
Hearts are different than heart eyes.
I'm showing you love.
I feel like if I have a girl on my page, and we can save this for another podcast or whatever, but if I have a girl on my page and she don't write, type anything, but she likes a picture, and she may put the hard eyes on pictures that I post of myself, my son, places that I go, things like that. That's just what she regularly does. The hard eyes, and she likes to comment. How am I to gauge that that's her liking me, and that's just not how she comments? How can I gauge that?
Who's this person?
There's no person like that, but there's scenarios not. Where people that do that, that just go, boom, boom. You see it on Shade Room and all that. Sometimes people don't see something. Oh, you cute. All right. You just keep it moving. I like, you know what I'm saying? And that's not the person wanting to holler. That's not the person wanting to do anything more than just post a comment. Sometimes you got to, you know, while
we
try.
I think females do kind of reach.
Right.
And I mean, like, just like you get one person who likes every picture. While you got like every picture.
And all of a sudden, you become Facebook or IG FBI or whatever like that.
Why are you liking every picture that she
Now you don't went back and look down 100 pictures and do the likes to find out if this person liked the person or the picture or not. Like, I went through all of your pictures from last month and she liked all of them. Damn. What was you doing during that time? Was you at work? Was you home? You need to do something with your life. You got too much time on your hands. I just don't think that that is a necessary thing to do or whatever like that. I felt like, you know, at the time, you know, my girlfriend was being extremely petty.
She wasn't being petty.
Well, I'm not going to say extremely petty. She just felt like she had to mark her territory. She had to boss up on the page and she didn't have to do something.
No, because you don't have no pictures of her on your page. Hmm? So you don't have no pictures of your girlfriend on your page.
I do. And there's a reason.
On your Facebook, but not your Instagram.
I do. And you know what? It's funny that we talk about that and we'll close out here. Me and my girlfriend.
You say close out here.
It's funny. Me and my girlfriend went to a comedy show when we were dating.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a comedy show when we were dating, right? And at the end of the comedy show, we were allowed to take pictures with the comedians, right? It's a meet and greet. So as we're standing online, my girlfriend, we're like a couple of people away from being up there. She goes, oh, so you want to take the picture separately? Because I go up there and take it by myself.
And then you. Because that's what couples were doing.
Right. People were taking separate pictures.
Separate pictures.
Right. But I said, she was like, because I know, you know, the certain situations about your IG that why you can't, you know, post certain things. I said, nah, it's okay. We went together. I'll post this. So I go and I take the picture and I'm on the side of one of the comedians. Well, one is on one side of me and two of them. And right here, my girlfriend's in the middle or whatever like that. So matter of fact, my girlfriend and I are in the picture where we're together and the other three are on the side of her. When I post the picture, I post all of us. All together, because there's no way for me to crop her out of the picture. She cropped me completely out the motherfucking picture.
I don't think she cropped you out like
she
that.
She completely cropped me out of the picture. It's just her and the three comedians up there on the post, on her picture. It's me, her, and my picture. There's no way. Because if I crop me out, her out, I can't unless I Photoshop her out the picture. It looks weird. So no, she was able to crop me right out. Whoop, box me right out. Whoop. Took her own picture with the fucking 85 South crew.
Well, she couldn't keep it up, though.
You know what I'm saying?
She couldn't keep it up, so it's not up there on our page anymore.
Rogers.
She got in trouble by her job. She got in trouble by her job. She said, you ain't sick. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you gotta stop deleting your... that's why you don't keep your friends from your job on your Instagrams or your Facebook. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all ain't got no access to me like that. I don't like y'all. So that way y'all can't know what the fuck I'm doing. I said I was sick. I was sick. And you can't find out why because you're not on my social medias. But we closing out, y'all. Just a little quick podcast or whatever like that. Once again, we want to send our condolences to Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Send our condolences to his family, his wife, his children. Want to send our condolences out again to Tech N9ne. His family, his children. I want to send the condolences out to Cliff Dixon, to his family, his children, yes. If he had children. We losing too many of our own.
There's too many people dying, man.
We losing too many of our own.
And we you know, need to I live know
Tech
life,
wasn't
man.
A violent crime, but, you know, Tech definitely hurt to lose somebody so influential to, you know, the culture. So, you know, give people their flowers while they're still here. Let people know that you appreciate them, love on them.
Right. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Love on people while they're here. Let them know that they are important to you. Let them know that they're real to you. Let them know that they are important. You know what I'm saying? I love every single one of y'all that listen to this podcast because y'all don't got to give me y'all time of day.
Oh, yeah. We got to shout out our UK listeners.
Yo, real quick.
I am happy and excited about that.
I didn't know. I checked out our little shit and I found out that we got UK listenership and we got some Canadian listenership. I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. We are international niggas. Fuck you talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I think every last one of y'all, man. It don't got to be 100,000 people. It could be 10 people. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate y'all listening to us. And it'll always be like that from episode 8 to episode 800. I promise you. We thank you. So, rest in power, Nip. Rest in power, Cliff. This is Baker T, y'all.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Cracking down a swish in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killer. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, Nick. But you know how it go, Nick. I'm front line every time it's on, Nick. 100 proof flow, run and shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through to Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruising, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the Texas. Guesses, evidence of a divine presence. Blessings, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but gotta eat for effort. Stretch me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. They left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresser. Well known, flick up in jail pole. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD for. I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. I got checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Another 50 on my neck, just my reckless habit. Ain't no pussy on my rep, disrespect the savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
Victory lap.